Hello, friend. Aftermarket Podcast Guy here, Carm Capriotto. I'm so glad you're coming to the well for the best aftermarket talk radio that goes beyond your expectations. Hey, ever wanted to grow your self-confidence, your ability to speak to a small meeting, or even a larger group? Well, Toastmasters is a forum to challenge yourself to not only be a better presenter, but a better listener and even a stronger leader. Two aftermarket pros who are in Toastmasters, Chris Clodier and Craig O'Neill, bring an inspiring discussion on how they changed their career path with Toastmasters. Hey, look, we live and die by communication. 3 out of 4 people have a fear of speaking, and if you know it or not, you're always selling, which requires good communication skills. Craig's challenge to the industry is to get our trainers to embrace Toastmasters to help them in their engagement and delivery. He and Chris believe we can all become better presenters and leaders. Hey, none of this is possible without my sponsors. You know, it's Apex and Shopware that bring you this exciting episode. Now, for all the right reasons, we're not going to be face-to-face at Apex. Yet Apex 2020 is going to be a virtual experience, which is defined this year for so many of us. It's still happening the week of November 3rd, and there's still going to be a strong focus on meeting the needs of the service repair community. Details will be ready on August 19th. There's also more information on the website at aapexshow.com/FAQS. Hey, stop spending time chasing customers. Shopware's leading shop management system is helping shops just like yours generate more profit per ticket with less time on the phone. Break away right now from your legacy system and implement a completely contactless workflow. Do it today. Get started at getshopware.com. Hey, keep in mind the essential voices of the aftermarket reside right here. And that's why I podcast.
And you learn how to communicate differently in a conversation as well, because you are learning to be that better listener. That is, you pause, you give the client a chance to respond to what you just threw at them rather than jumping into the next thing right away.
We offer nothing but the best stories, relevant content, and must-hear panel discussions to help the industry rise to new levels. You're getting the latest trends and the important issues affecting the automotive aftermarket. Hey, we have you covered. Chris Clodier is owner of Golden Rule Auto Care, Dallas, Texas, and CEO of Autotex.me. Craig O'Neill, an integrator and trainer at Autotex.me, are my guests today. Learn their tale on how Toastmasters has really helped them in their careers. They are convincing on how Toastmasters can help you be a better listener, better leader, and a presenter. Hey, thanks again for tuning in. Are you watching the new show, AftermarketWeekly.com? Well, it's a live show every Tuesday at noon Eastern Time. Me and Tom Hamm do it. Now, every episode is available on the website, and you'll find fun and interesting topics in the form of a magazine-style show, all aftermarket-focused, and it includes a shop tour. We've been to shops all over the country, and you may just take a great idea from one of them. Go to AftermarketWeekly.com. Hey, I'm sure we have some other Toastmaster vets in our audience who will just love this episode. And if so, let me know. Find the show notes and key talking points for Chris Clodier, Craig O'Neill at remarkableresults.biz/E560. Enjoy. Hey, warm welcome to Chris Clodier from Autotex.me, Golden Rule Auto Care, Dallas, Texas, and Craig O'Neill, AAM, who also works at Autotex.me. Both in common here are with Toastmasters, and that's what we're here to talk about. You know, Chris, Craig, I've seen people that believe they're leaders and they're not because they just don't have a great handle of their own personal self-confidence. They don't even have the poise. Where do we learn leadership skills? Chris, man, I love when you come on my shows and you say, Carm, I just read this book and Maxwell this, and you start citing quotes. But it doesn't necessarily mean that just because we read a leadership book that we're going to end up becoming a good leader without some form of discipline and practice. And when you guys said, hey, Carm, Toastmasters has been so good for both of us, let's talk about it. So I am here to talk about Toastmasters with you guys and see if we can help elevate some of the great people in our industry. So what's Toastmasters, Craig?
Toastmasters is a form of professional development that I didn't even know existed until Chris put it in front of me. And I'm so thankful that he did. I didn't know what it was when I had first heard is like this Toastmasters thing, right? What do you think of when you first hear Toastmasters? I'm thinking like, is there wine tasting? What's going to be here? I mean, are we actually giving toasts? I went to my first meeting as a guest and I saw there was a structured meeting with people that still to this day inspire me to become better speakers. And they're giving prepared speeches. They're doing some impromptu speaking. It's a professional development club that's for you to join and experience self-improvement in a way you probably have never even imagined was possible.
So if I wanted to be a better speaker or a better leader of my team, or a guy or gal wants to facilitate a great meeting, Toastmasters isn't going to teach me that, but they're going to give me confidence to do it.
That's one of those things. See, Toastmasters is everyone's that becomes familiar with it. You think about it in terms of speaking and becoming a better speaker, and you might be thinking, well, I don't really plan on speaking much in front of other people. Well, that's not necessarily all it is about. Like you're saying, leadership is a component of it too. Taking on various roles in the club, taking on leadership positions within the club. It's all builds into this.
I'd like to say, Carm, communication is a key skill to leadership. And it is a lot of impromptu speaking. It is canned speaking or stage speaking. You have speeches that you give. It's just the ability to exercise something that we don't normally exercise, and you get to do it weekly. You get to work on speaking weekly. You get to hear what other people work on weekly in their speech, and you get to criticize their speeches, give them feedback, which in turn makes you better. I think as leaders, we want people to follow us, correct? And Carm, you're a great leader. You've been told this multiple times in the industry that you are a leader. And why is that, Carm? What are you really good at?
I have no idea.
You are good at communication. That is your key. That is your cornerstone. That is who you are. And Toastmasters allows us, whether it be a employee or whether it be a owner, communicate more effectively. And we like to follow people that can speak well, that inspire us with their speech. We love a passionate speech. We love an organized speech. What we don't like is people rambling on and on and on and making 0 points. And I'm sorry, we do that. I do that sometimes on your show, Carm. Probably do that more often than not.
You know what I try to do, Chris, when we're done with it? I go to my daughter and I says, listen, you got to cut about 50% of Chris out in the editing room. No, I'm only kidding. Chris, you make great, great points. Back in the day, when I think it was cassette tapes, I listened to Zig Ziglar, okay, in the car. And there was something about his way of presenting. There was something about his dialect from the South. There was something about his flowing passion that connected me to Zig Ziglar, and I just couldn't put it down. It's like eating a bowl of cherries. I couldn't stop until the last one was done. That's what an inspirational, like you say, communicator can do for you.
I think so. I think that if we look at most of the people, Steve Jobs. So Steve Wozniak wasn't, even though he was the guy who created the technology, we like Steve Jobs because he could get up there and amaze people. Yep. Look at Elon Musk. We love Elon Musk because he's crazy, but man, he can give a presentation. He can give a speech. He can talk. And some people I think are naturally gifted. Unfortunately, my background, I was not naturally gifted with speech. And a lot of times people are like, man, you're a great speaker. I don't even understand. A lot of people say, no, you're not, but that's okay. But most people say, hey, Chris, you're really good at speaking. Man, you're just a natural. And I'm like, no, I've been in Toastmasters for 20 years. 20 years I've been working on trying to deliver a succinct thought and make it passionate and make a good point. And it's a lot harder than it looks. Practice, practice.
You're absolutely right. And I'm happy to hear that Toastmasters did that for you, Chris, because as you got out of the software business and into your own leadership role as a software company and then as a shop owner also, it probably served you extremely well. And kudos to you for making that investment 20 years ago. Craig, you were saying just a few minutes ago about it being an effective communicator, and one of the things that I always know about life is that we're always selling. Always. The effectiveness of the ability to sell the wife that you want to buy a new, or you need to get here or go there or fix that or do this. Your ability to say yes or your ability to get a yes will very highly depend on how well you communicate.
Well, you make an interesting point there too. When you bring the wife equation into it, what is one thing I would assume many of us are guilty of? Have you ever had a conversation with your wife where you weren't listening fully? Yeah. So here's an interesting thing that this floored me. My first Toastmasters meeting, as I'm there, they always interview the guests on why they're there. And of course, everyone usually says something to the effect of they want to become a better speaker. Well, one of our senior members in our club, his name is Shane. I heard him explain that, yeah, a lot of people will come here to become a better speaker. But what people don't realize is that in order to become a better speaker, first, you become a better listener. And Toastmasters helps you become a better listener.
How?
How is an interesting thing. And this is where taking on roles help. The first role I ever took in a meeting, once I became a member, is the ah-er counter. It's a role that you would be assigned in the meeting. And the role for the ah-er counter is to count the ahs, the ers, the ums, little utterances that we use as filler words when we're delivering a speech or something. This is something that everyone falls guilty of. And once you've taken that role, it's interesting because it's paradoxical in the sense that you're taking this role and you're counting those on everyone else. But what you don't get told is the fact that after you've taken that role even one time, you start counting yourself and you are so acutely aware of those little utterances.
A couple of weeks ago, my daughter, who's my editor, she calls me up and she goes, "Dad, I counted. I took 40 ahs out of your guest." I say them, but I'm learning to say them a whole lot less.
Yeah.
And because our whole objective is when we're done with an interview and it goes into editing, because we care about audio quality, we care about it sounding like music, we want it to flow. And when there's too many ahs and ums in there, it slows the listener down a little bit and they may miss the entire point of that segment of the conversation. So I'm so glad you brought it up. And a couple of times people call me up and says, "Hey, that was fun. I really loved it. Can you give me some pointers? How could I be a better speaker?" And I said, "Do me a favor, count the ahs and uhs and ers that you say, and then learn to be so cognizant of it." So if that's one of the things that Toastmaster can teach you, that's well worth the money, and it's not a lot of money.
I agree. And the ahs and ums and ers, Carm, I'm going to tell you, they used to say Obama, our past president, good speaker. But if you listen to him, and the problem with Toastmasters kind of spools you, because now all you hear is ums and ers and stuff like that. But it's not just those two. I want to point out, it becomes rights. It becomes so's. It becomes likes. And you're listening for these things actively. And another role that before we get into pricing real quick, because it's absolutely reasonable, is you have an active listener in the group most of the time. And the active listener is to listen throughout the meeting for questions to ask the group at the end of the meeting. And that's very important because most people, as we know, are just waiting for their turn to speak. They're not really listening. And on your show, Carm, I get caught up in all the time. I want to make my points. And I'm like, did Caroline just say something? Oh, she said something good. I should build off of that. And I think your shows are better when your round of people is actively listening and can build off of the ideas that the previous person did versus just injecting something that's totally random because they wanted to get their point out.
Yeah.
Hey, Carm here for Apex. Now, for all the right reasons, we're not going to be face-to-face at Apex. Yet Apex 2020 is going full speed ahead to be a virtual experience. I'm really excited to participate in the virtual event because Apex will pull together some of the best and brightest training in this new, unprecedented virtual experience. It's still happening the week of November 3rd, the same week Apex was to take place. Virtual Apex will still have a big focus and commitment to the service repair community. Look for training and the chance to interact with the aftermarket community. See new product intros and more during this extraordinary event. Details will be ready for you on August 19th. There's also more information coming on the website at aapexshow.com/FAQS. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Shopware's shop management system allows customers to review, approve, and pay for repairs all in one place. Now, one, your customer views their outstanding balance. Number two, they are prompted to submit payment directly through their invoice. And three, Shopware's secure portal facilitates payments right there without having to open another browser or remember another password. It's really that simple. Shopware is your complete solution for contactless service. Let remote pay work for you and improve your customer experience. Get started today. Visit GetShopware.com for more information and to request a demo. I don't mean to interject too much of me in this thing, but you're inspiring me to tell a story or two here. When I see my panel on Town Hall Academies take notes, I know they're in active listening mode. Yeah, and they're inactive, and I don't do an interview if it's on camera or not without my pad of paper. This is my pad of paper, right? And I've got to put these placeholding notes. Here's my discipline: if there's something I want to say, but the thread is going so good and so fine, I'll look back at that and say it'll interfere with what we're talking about. So I choose to let it go. And that's, yeah. I think, one of the secrets to communication is you don't always need to be heard and you don't always have to say what you think you have to say. Less sometimes is more.
Amen. And I think part of Toastmasters and the appeal is also the whole lesson is more is they time you. So one of the things that every segment has done is it's timing. And what that starts to teach you, Carm, is just that. Make your point and get out. Because too many times you'll go to a presentation, you'll see a speaker, you'll see a presenter, they make their point, and then they keep going, and then they keep going, and they keep going, and you're like, oh man, you made it, you should have got out, it would have been so impactful. But because naturally when we get excited, we want to speak, we want to keep going, and you lose track of time. And I think another positive thing about Toastmasters is, hey, if somebody tells you you got 30 minutes, 30 minutes is what you have, and that's where you should end on your presentation.
Yeah, I call it rolling it over, Craig. I mean, rolling it over. It's the same thing, and 5 minutes later, we've rolled it over four times.
Chris, I'm reasonably sure that point is one of the reasons that you recommended Toastmasters for me to begin with.
Could I raise my hand to that too? Because I've known Craig for a little bit. I've interviewed you a couple of times, and Chris, you did the right thing. No, I love you, Craig. I'm only kidding.
But this is one of those things, too, is like, because I'm cognizant of that characteristic of myself, right? And Chris knows this, too. I'm the kind of person that wants feedback and wants to improve with that feedback. And if you have even a modicum of that sort of trait within yourself, join a Toastmasters club. The feedback that you gain from the individuals that you're with will help you become better at this.
Yeah, because we could, and I love Craig, and I'm not going to pick on Craig, but I'm going to pick on Craig. No offense, but offense is about to be taken.
That's why you invited him.
I can give Craig feedback, and he's going to listen. The idea is in this peer group, and this is what you do, Carm. You all ships rise because of your show, because in essence, we're part of this peer group. And maybe we're not hearing the feedback directly, but we're listening to other people's opinions. And sometimes we get to share opinion with other people on the show, and they give us outside feedback that we don't normally hear from our circle, from our immediate circle. That's what Craig's saying. I could tell him all day, hey, you should really work on this. But once he got around a peer of these people in Toastmasters, they've done a good job of saying, Craig, I don't really know you from anything, but here's some things that I've done to make myself really better. Or just by them presenting, Craig goes, oh, wow, I should totally pick that up. I should totally practice that.
Yep.
Pausing.
Yeah.
Hard to do. Making a point. Vocal inflection. I mean, there's so many things when you get feedback, Carm, that just become gold. That you don't realize. And on your show, I got to make sure that, you know, sometimes I don't ramble on, but I want to make sure that I'm making, when I make a point, I'm using a little more injection in my voice to make that point.
It's not that you want to be heard. You want to be able to influence. Being a fly on the wall is something I say often, Chris and Craig, that the podcast has really helped people be a fly on the wall of either a competitor, a peer, an association executive, a coach, a trainer, to hear what it is that's going on with them, because they're coming on the show talking about what they've done, not what they're telling people to do. And so that if we could learn from it, we're learning from that wisdom and that experience, been there, done that, made a mistake. Oh, I'm trying this. Maybe this works for you. And that's been the whole impetus. The ships rise. because we share, because there's a core group of people that want to continue to come on. Now let's bring the how. I've been in such a how mode lately, because we're talking about a lot of concepts all the time. Great. Well, then how will Toastmasters help us be a better communicator and listener? How do we take it back into the business, Craig?
This is a good question. I think about it a lot in terms of my role as a business manager in the shop, and I also think about it in my role as a service advisor as well. My role as a service advisor, I encountered problems. Part of my trait that Toastmasters has been helping with was I could be very long-winded in selling transmission service as I was. This is something that was very much a complicated thing to try to express to someone, and it took a lot of my time. Trying to have a conversation with a client, and I have this too, even in auto texting too, teaching someone something, anything that has any layer of complexity to it, no matter how simple it appears to you, when you go into it in such detail, as I grew up around transmissions, right? I had this level of detail of experience that I wanted to convey to everybody in a moment. What it actually helped me do when you start breaking apart a speech and you have that time limit, you think about it in a different way. You have to take the little things that are important, like you were saying a moment ago, and then you can put that into the conversation a little differently. And you learn how to communicate differently in a conversation as well, because you are learning to be that better listener. That is, you pause, you give the client a chance to respond to what you just threw at them rather than jumping into the next thing right away.
Yeah, I've always done that. If their ears are bleeding, I need to shut up test with that litmus paper. And you're right. I don't know if it's that we are selling hard, Craig. I mean, listen, I'm guilty of everything we're here talking about. Trust mm-hmm. me. You know, when you're young and you're trying to figure it out and you're trying to grow, you are unproven. You're rough around the edges.
Yeah.
And I didn't even think of Toastmasters years ago, Chris.
I'm blessed that somebody came up to me and said, "Hey, you are awesome on a rock stage, but when you get in a room of people, you are horrible." And I'm like, "What? No, I'm a great communicator." He's like, "Nope, you're bad." Because I couldn't feed together two sentences. And I'm glad he came with that feedback, and he was truthful enough, and it hurt. And I was like, "All right, I'll come here." But think about a shop owner's perspective, right? How many times that you communicate with your team. Here I am, I have monthly meetings with my whole team. I have weekly meetings with my managers. I have every other week I meet with the Auto Tech Me team. Then I have conferences I go to and I present at conferences. Now, and it's choice because I want to speak, I want to share my knowledge, I want to be a part of the industry.
Yeah.
So I'm constantly, constantly presenting materials. And then we do a quarterly manager meeting with the auto repair shops. And I always come up with about an hour of some sort of leadership topic to teach on. So I, from a shop owner's perspective or just a business owner's perspective, am constantly, constantly using these skills. And these are the presentation skills, but we didn't even talk about table topics yet, which is when somebody asks you a question and you have 2 minutes, it's that elevator pitch. How many times do we work on that elevator pitch? And typically, Parm, on your show is when I work my elevator pitch the best, because somebody may ask a question that I wasn't prepared for, but I have about a minute to give a good answer, or I can sit there and go,
Yeah, it's that impromptu speaking ability that we referenced in the beginning. And that's a part of it, because part of Toastmasters is having a prepared speech. And you sign up for those in your club and you can have that all prepped and planned and ready to go. But every meeting, half of the meeting in general for my club is going to be the table topics, which you can volunteer or not. Guests are more than welcome to participate each time. And a lot of times we make it fun. We have a lot of improv people in our club, so it's very fun. It's comedic as well. But you will hop in there, and I just used the word butt and I caught it, right? you'll have that opportunity to really just try thinking on your feet to communicate a quick point.
Are these concepts that we're talking about here, table topics, planning a speech, you know, for someone who says, "I want to go in there and improve my self-confidence and my poise and be a better leader," do those items you just suggested hold people back from joining because they can't see themselves breaking the ice?
3/4 of the population has a fear of speaking.
Yeah.
3/4. So 3 out of 4 people are scared.
Glossophobia,
glossophobia. Does that hold people back? Absolutely. There is a lot of wisdom that we could share in groups, that we could share. Once again, your show, Carm, you've had thousands of guests, but there's hundreds of thousands of people who own auto repair shops. And how many of those people who are scared to get on your show, which I've known a couple that I've suggested, and they're like, nope, I'm not going to do it. That is not my forte. Whereas there's probably some nugget of gold that could help out, who knows, 30, 40, 500 people. So I think absolutely it holds us back from communicating with our team effectively, or our teams effectively, with our spouses, with our children. I can name on and on and on and on and on the effects of communication. We all live and die by communication. It's what separates us from the animals, dogs, and everything else, that we can put together and we can string together intelligent conversation, listen and repeat. And, you know, I mean, so communication is not just a key to, I think it's a key to life in general.
Well, and this is something that anybody in any profession of any intelligence level runs into. I've seen it in my own club where we have someone, a table topics thing comes up, and they finally got themselves talked up into taking something out of the hat and talking on this topic. They're standing up there, they read the thing, and they're quivering and they're nervous, and his voice starts cracking. The guy, I'm sorry, I can't do it. And he goes and he sits down, and it's like everyone still applauds for him. All right, we do a lot of clapping in Toastmasters. He's trying to overcome this, right? But man, I'll tell you what, he kept at it, and eventually this guy came up and he was able to do it. And man, it almost brings a tear to your eye, and everyone applauds, and they're so happy to see this person start to come over. It's like a support group for getting over that fear. And you're going to be encountered with people at all stages of the journey from where you're at on it.
So no pressure. That's what you're saying.
No pressure. It is no pressure.
And a lot of encouragement. Like Craig said, a lot of encouragement. You clap whether you attempt or whether you're good or not. There's, and we have a morning club. Ours starts at 6:45 in the morning, at 7:45. You can find clubs in the evening, in the morning, the afternoon, anywhere. $60, I think $60 for 6 months, Carm, to answer that question earlier. Right. So you can find these clubs anywhere and everywhere. And one of our taglines of our club is, hey, what a great way to start your morning off with applause. Yeah, because cool. It's a good way. You're going to go up. You're going to say something. People are going to applaud. You're going to feel good that you did some training that morning and you worked on some speech.
You worked on it. Yeah. I feel the same after my Toastmasters meeting as I do after a workout. You know, you might be dreading a workout sometimes. Every day you don't necessarily feel like doing it, but every time you're done with it.
Craig, how long have you been with Toastmasters?
I've been a member now for a year, just over a year.
Okay, just over a year. How's it helped you?
So it's helped me become aware of myself, right? It's helped me slow down. It's helped me stay more focused in my presentations. It's helped me to have pauses during multiple points in my presentations. And I've learned a great deal of tactics along the way that makes the things I'm talking about stand out a little better.
They're becoming a natural part of your ability to communicate. I guess when you assimilate into a role, people allow you to become a better communicator without you saying, I'm so embarrassed in front of my team, blah, blah, blah. You have this outside, if you will, influence that helps hone that skill.
Yeah. Well, some of them are not even the verbal parts of it too, but some of it's actually your physical presence in the space that you're in. Interestingly, our meetings have moved online since I do most of my work online. This has been beneficial for me in that regard too, but I really want to be able to enhance a stage performance or a stand and present type of a seminar, right? Well, what do you do with your hands while you're standing there presenting? Lots of people have different things. They clasp them in front or behind, or they close themselves off, or they do stuff like this. And like, just getting comfortable with your hands at your side and then using appropriate hand gestures. This is something that is a common piece of feedback in any of the speeches that we give.
Body language, hand gestures. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what I think people tell me that all of that is more than 50% of the power of the speech. Content is lower than that if you can get your presentation skills right.
Mm-hmm. People hear things in clips and phrases. And I want to go back to something that you said, Carm, that I think needs to be repeated, and that's practice. We talk about training in this industry ad nauseum, especially your show, and the importance of training. We talk about the importance of training our technicians to be better. Let them not practice on the car. Let them go practice at a repair facility where they have undivided attention from teachers and they can focus on what they're trying to do. What do we do as shop owners? As what we want to be as leaders, we're constantly practicing in real time, and that doesn't work. Once again, let's take the professional sports analogy. Professional sports players practice 99% of the time and they play 1% of the time. We work 99% of the time and practice 1% of the time. We have it backwards, and we wonder why we don't get paid like professional athletes. We wonder why we're at a different level as professional athletes, and it's because of our personal growth plans that we're not willing to invest the time or the money in our personal growth plans because we don't need it. We don't need to speak better. I'm fine talking to my team. Maybe. Maybe not. Practice is the key word right there. Practicing weekly is the key word.
I knew salespeople that were going out on some really critical pitches during the week. And that person in the mirror every morning was their practice zone. And boy, did I admire, do I admire incredibly great salespeople. And when you're done with them, you feel so good. You have no idea they sold you because you became the buyer. You didn't become the person being sold. And because it was all about you. It was all about you. Yeah, you can talk about some F&B's features and benefits, but at the end of the day, you bought into how they will help you make your life better.
If you wanted to go become a professional speaker, Carm, there are places that you can go to become professional speakers, and you can join these organizations. They will make you practice your same speech over 100 times plus before you present it one time.
TED Talk.
You got it. And most people go, wow, they're so good at presenting. No, they're not. They just are really good at practicing. And they've probably started out at Toastmasters or some other club similar to where they've honed the finer points of speaking.
One of the things that I wrote down was muscle memory. You say, you know, the analogy with sports, we're going to practice 99% of the time so that when I'm on the field and this situation occurs, I don't think I do, right? And Craig, I think that's where, you know, after 20 years, Chris, I don't have to explain that to you. But Craig, 1 year into Toastmasters, your muscle memory of leadership and communication skills are now being, if you will, hardened.
Yeah, absolutely. See, even at 1 year in, I've noticed a change, but I'm certainly nowhere near where I want to be or sure. Where I see other members of my club at presently. Right. But interestingly, we get guests that become members now too, and they think, oh, I love your speeches, and they'll have like, I wish I could speak that good. And I think, oh, that's weird. I'm still like, I haven't really had that perspective of myself shifting that far where there's anything to aspire to yet, but I'm touched.
But doesn't that make you feel great?
It does. Yeah. Now you're a part of helping uplift others. And that's sort of the spirit that I wanted to bring to the podcast too. This is something that I long to see in our industry. We've all been to a seminar where there was great material being taught, especially from our technician trainers, right? When it becomes a technical trainer, guys that are a technician mind, we have some great examples, fortunately, out there now. I think we're really turning a corner in the industry on this. But in the past, there are seminars I never even went to because I just could not bear the thought of going through the monotony one more time. Right. And that keeps people away from training. What if the speakers were great? What if we raise that bar for our trainers? This is going to change.
Amen, Craig. Amen. If you are getting up in front and you're speaking in front of a room of people, especially trainers, and Greg's being awesome right now because he's saying in the past he's seen trainers that were. And there's, unfortunately, we go to a lot of shows and we watch a lot of. We watch a lot of training. I do. I watch training tons, and it makes a huge difference when somebody has the finer points of speaking down versus the person who's like, nope, I'm just going to get up. I'm going to present a bunch of content.
I so love where this podcast went, the premise of why we're here talking about this. But Craig, I think you put one hell of a bow on it by saying to our fellow industry peers, yeah, the leaders and the technicians and the service advisors, I get that. That's the audience. That's who we preach to. Mm-hmm. We communicate to. But the people at that next level that are there to teach us and to share their experiences to that group, even though a lot of that group does speak to the industry like you, Chris, we need to put a little campaign out. We need to almost take this episode and share it as far and as wide as we can into the training and teaching ranks of our industry and go to some of our trainers and say, Toastmasters.
There's another angle to this too, Carm. Is true or false? we have an image problem with this industry.
True.
With the general public.
Yeah.
Right? And when I recommend this to anyone, and I recommend Toastmasters to lots of people, I always recommend going to what I refer to as an all-comers club. There's lots of industry-specific clubs. There's lots of businesses that'll have their own corporate club, and they'll do those. And go to a club where they invite anybody from any walk of life. And I recommend that for a real good reason for those of us in the automotive industry. One, you're going to get a lot of outside perspective. We have all of our social media groups where we're dealing with shop owners and technicians. Exactly. We get this tunnel vision, and our feedback loop is a loop. We start sounding like each other and getting the same points and the same things. And we're not going to grow with that logic. This is a closed system. We need to go out there. And the all-comers clubs, you're going to gain perspective from other professionals and average people too. People who would be your clients, especially if this is a local club to your community, which it absolutely should be. And then you get a chance to share stuff, and you get to do speeches on challenges that the automotive industry is facing. And these people are going to hear about it and learn about it and realize, wow, it's totally different.
So you can talk about your own stuff that you know.
Right. And it'll be all new to them. They haven't heard all this
stuff. So if you're in the thing, they don't come and say, Carm, we'd love you to do a speech on brain surgery. They wouldn't ask me that, would they?
No, but maybe an improv thing, and you could just make something up, and won't be judging you on the material, but how well you present it on the spot.
I could probably have fun with something like that.
it's a blast. It is a blast. Some of the table topics, there's laughter all night long.
This was enlightening. This was rock solid as far as a discussion for our industry to teach people that there's something else out there to be a great leader. And God almighty, how many interviews, how about interviews that we do? How many meetings that we should be holding? And what prevents us from doing that? Any final words, Craig?
You know, as far as meetings go, I want to say something. When I joined Chris, I was really kind of floored by the succinct level of persuasion that he's able to achieve. And I think that gaining feedback like that from a subordinate, you have to be careful with this, but I feel we can be pretty frank on this topic. I can receive feedback too, but that's sort of the thing. I entered this at a spot in a journey, and I realized here's someone else that is at another point and on the same journey, but way further ahead. And this person then gives me those opportunities. I actually took on the leadership role in my club just this last month. I took on the role of club president.
Congrats. Right? Congrats.
Thank you. But the thing about that that I find rewarding for myself is I was given something to improve. Chris gave it to me knowing I would enjoy it, right? And totally right. And I ran with that piece of professional development that was on offer. How many of our staff and shops right now are given opportunities like that, where their professional development has taken some semblance of a priority, and that the leader of the shop can, in effect, mentor that person as well along the way, not to become the sole source of influence for that individual, but truly setting an example of professional development. That's what I have here. And that's the point.
Chris, I recall, and I can't remember the shop owner that I interviewed that says, yeah, he's got he requires 80 hours a year of training, and he doesn't care where it comes from. And he says the service advisor can go to an Excel class, can go to a Google Docs class, or Toastmasters. And so I think adding Toastmasters to a authorized development plan for an individual is so smart.
We require training in all my companies, and Toastmasters will give you guaranteed 1 hour a week for at least 50. There are holidays you take off, so 40 to 50 hours guaranteed training. Absolutely. And I want to say, Carm, I love your show. I love what you do. A lot of times, and you always try and find key takeaways, and I think that's good, right? Because it doesn't matter. We can talk about concepts, but unless you have some way to apply it or work on it, then it really doesn't matter. And we talk about leadership ad nauseum. And I'm one of the ones, you're right, Carm, I love reading. Leaders are readers and readers are leaders. That is one way to increase your capabilities, is by reading. and reading. And the other way is to hone your communication skills as leaders. Toastmasters is a no-brainer. If you have picked up reading as one of the things as your personal development, Toastmasters should be the next thing on your list. And I'm going to give credit to Chris Monroe because he's heard me talk about Toastmasters on this show, and he's a Toastmaster now. I think Bill DeBoer DeBoer's, he's also a Toastmaster. I think there's a lot in this industry. I don't know whether I influenced Bill, but I know there are people who hear about it and they go do it. And I am big on personal development. If you're going to require your people to do 20 to 40 hours of training, then you must be the one to set the example. And here is a practical and reasonable example of how you can increase your communication skills, which is key to leadership. Key.
So that excuse by people don't listen to me. Anyway, don't get me started because we can do a half hour on that.
Toastmasters.org. There's a little search for find a club. Enter your zip code. You will find there's probably dozens right where you are. And then that leads you directly to their website, and you can find out how to connect with them as a guest. It's free as many times as you want.
How about this? Good SEO. I typed in Toastmasters Buffalo, New York, which is where I live. And bam, their Google business page came right up, clicked on it, went right to it. So it is not hard to find. I mean, that's your point, Craig.
Yep.
Oh, boy. This was great. I guess if you're listening to this right now and we're here now near the end and you've hung in there with us and you get a feel that this is something that can change you, your life, your world, your business, just do it.
Just do it.
Thanks, Chris Clodier.
Thank you, Carr.
Golden Rule Auto Care, Autotext.me, and Craig O'Neill, also from Autotext.me. Perfect subject. These are the kind of things we need to do more of on the podcast. So thanks for bringing this to me.
Thank you, Carm.
Thank you, Carm.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.